That's better ready to rock.
Yes! So,
we live for the rock.
50 years of live music.
My name's Jackson from WMMR. Welcome to the show!
Thank you so much for coming from 93.3 WMMR.
Live from the MM Archives.
The evolution of morning shows here at MMR has been rather fascinating. The giant one prior to Preston and Steve, and they are gargantuan. They would never brag about that, but I happily brag for them. They're huge and very successful in the ratings, thanks to you listening, and thanks to their hard work as well, and Kathy and Casey and Marissa and Nick. But there was a time after John DiBella and his morning show that this thing called Sports Rock came on that they tried to team John and Howard Eskin. Longtime listeners will remember it. Most have forgotten it if they remembered it at all. John would happily say that probably Howard would too. The two of them didn't really get along that well. First of all, you can't throw people together and expect them to build a show if they haven't road tested it. And those two had not road tested it at all. So that went for about a year, and then people did not like it, and the ratings were not good. And so the station said, "You want to come off of the middays and do the mornings?" I said, "No." But we needed some healing, you know, and Howard Stern was on and was big, and he had done a vicious series of attacks against John. And so it was a rough time at the station. So John went to afternoons, and I ended up going to the mornings for 3 years from 1993 to 1996. After that was Lise Brown and Matt Cord for a while and a variety of different articles and people and humans and types of morning shows until Preston and Steve arrived to save us once again. So that's a brief history of morning shows. Anyway, early on in my stead as the host of the morning show, which we called the Breakfast Table, and we had guests come in, and it was about 8:30 in the morning. I remember because it's not easy for any accomplished singer even to pull off notes and do well at that hour of the morning. Melissa Etheridge had been on my show before when she was playing Chestnut Cabaret, and she was coming by this time to promote the latest album, which had been out, I guess, about a month at the time, called Yes, I Am. And we were playing a lot of female artists very heavily at the time. Tracy Chapman we were playing, also all kinds of some of the great ones at that particular time, and Sheryl Crow, and so Bonnie Raitt. Melissa Etheridge came by, and she was willing to sing Come to My Window, and this is it, and it's really quite a stellar version. Check it out on MMR.
Come to my window, crawl inside, wait by the listen to your breath, and I would stand inside my hell and hold the hand of death. You don't know how far I'd go to ease this precious ache, and you don't know how much I'd give or how much I can take just to reach you, just to reach you. Cannot afford to sleep, giving away promises I know that I can't keep. Nothing fills the blackness that has seeped into my chest. I need you in my blood, I am forsaking all the rest, just to reach you, just to reach you. I don't
Wow, indeed.
Thank you.
That was delightful.
Thank you.
It so was delightful. At about 8:30 in the morning, when she says, what do they know about this love anyway? And she hits the high note and then holds the way anyway. And Anne is playing a solo acoustic, I think an Ovation guitar, at the same time. It, you know, and just listening to it now, it was 1993, all those years ago. And it just so sublime, just so beautiful. I got goosebumps listening to it. And it reminds me of the power of music, no matter what style of music it is.